about the corner of the mouth, that's a tush.
What about the things that an elephant has that stick out? You call that a tush, too?
No, they call it, I don't know what you call them. No, because I might call it one thing, I'd call it, it ain't the snout. So I wouldn't know what that is.
What do you call the thing that you feed the hogs in?
A trough.
A trough?
Mm-hmm.
And if you had three or four of them, you say I had three or four?
Trough, yeah.
Do you have a name for a hog that's grown wild?
Wild hog.
What, just a wild hog?
Yeah, just a wild hog.
What about the kind of noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
He bellows.
Bellows?
Uh-huh.
And what about the one that a cow makes when it's feeding time?
No, he, I don't know, he's growing a moan one.
And what about a horse?
It's a horse or a wicker.
A wicker?
Yeah.
And if you got, say, horses and mules and cows, and they're all getting hungry, you say, well, it's time to go out and feed the...
The stock.
The stock?
Yeah.
And what if it's hens and turkeys and geese? You say, I got to go feed the...
I'm feeding my chickens.
And what if you got, besides the chickens, you got turkeys and geese?
I just lump them all in, you see, because they're all the fowls. And the geese is a fowl, and the duck is a fowl. I feed my chickens.
And when it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, what time you say it is?
When I come to feed it?
Yeah, what time would you say that is?
Oh, what time it'd be? Mm-hmm. Well, it would be in the morning and afternoon. Mm-hmm. In the morning and afternoon late, then I'll feed up.
Mm. Look at that occasion.
Oh, Mr. Smith, when will we ever get through?
Well, we've been... See, I keep skipping because we got a lot of this stuff the other day. I just have to remember which ones it was.
That's right.
You know, we hit something over here and there's something else over here.
I see.
If something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little what?
It's a little off.
Yeah. And if it's, it's further than that, just what would you say it is?
I say it's a distant, a long ways.
A long ways?
Yeah. Either one would work.
Mm-hmm. If there's something that is very common, you don't have to go to any special place to get it. You say, well, you can find that just about...
Almost anywhere. Yeah.
You ever work with oats?
Hmm?
Ever work with oats?
Oats?
Mm-hmm.
I have planted it myself, but that's all I did. I never did cut it and harvest it. The last horse I had that place over there, about an acre of it in oats, and I turned over in there, and the mother of the last colt, and it gave her the rash mouth. I had nothing else I believe would have done it. She'd eat a little of it, and then she'd go up in the woods part that was in the field at the same time. It all was wired in, and she took the rash mouth, and that killed her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah. It killed her.
If you're going to harvest it, what do you have to do to the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, if I had hogs to go anywhere, then I'd have to cut that off. You see, from anything else, I'd make a fence around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can put them into pasture to themselves.
If you and another man have got to do a job, when you tell him about it, you say, you and...
Well, I said, Tan and I has got to do a job. Yeah. Or we got a piece of work to do, either one.